Welcome back to the program. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and from The Hill Online, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, said of Vladimir Putin in the respect of the issue going on with Ukraine and the downed Malaysian airliner, she said that Vladimir Putin needs to, quote, man up. I find that to be an interesting choice of words because, seriously, if Putin mans up anymore, we're going to have World War III.
Well, let's put this in context. What did she mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I just find that the term, hey, Putin, you need to man up, I find that to be a little ironic. If we were going to put a manliness meter on any of the world leaders right now, Putin's pretty much pushing it in the red.
He's wrestling with tigers. He's got his shirt off in half of these photos that we see.
I saw a photo of him the other day. He's in a suit, his dark glasses. He's standing on the back of a yacht in this beautiful location. I'm thinking, yeah, this dude is a Bond villain. He's not just the president of Russia. He's a Bond villain. Okay.
I saw a cartoon online this morning. It's Vladimir Putin in his trophy room, standing by a roaring fireplace with his shirt off.
Yeah.
There's a tiger on the wall. There's a big deer on the wall. And now there's an airplane on the wall.
Oh, that's... yeah, and the most interesting man in the world is his butler.
Hmm.
All right. So what Dianne Feinstein is saying here is... she is saying that the international community, the intelligence community, is pretty much convinced that this Malaysian airliner was shot down by a Russian missile system that was provided by Russia to the Russian separatists in the Ukraine. In other words, while Vladimir Putin may not have delivered the item himself or pulled the trigger himself, he was aware of it, he probably approved it, and probably even coordinated the delivery of this missile system.
Now, and there are some who believe that the missile system, after the quote-unquote accidental shooting down of the airline, was sent back to Russia to get it out of there.
Yeah, it's like, what missile system?
Right.
We don't know of no missile system. We have a grenade launcher. That is what?
And it's the Ukrainian separatists that are quote-unquote conducting the investigation of the crash site. Bodies and information are being sent back to the black boxes from the airliner are being sent back to Moscow. So the issue is Putin has manned up. This is not a case of him being weak.
Wants him to take responsibility for this and admit, it's our system.
Yeah.
We didn't think they were going to use it to shoot down a commercial airliner. Yeah. Yada yada.
Yeah, come on, Vlad, be honest about what's going on. Really? Vladimir Putin is an underground black market arms dealer. You really want him to come out and be honest about anything? He's a former KGB upper-level executive.
But, lying is what you do. He's just elevating it to a different level. These are well-trained troops from Russia that are fighting what is essentially a false flag operation.
Yes. He's blaming Ukraine for the fighting for this down jet. You are fighting against ours.
The area was quiet till you guys started another round of fighting.
We were just coming in to take over, and you start this fighting and the throwing of lead. Why? You let us come in and take over. It's what you want.
Does Vladimir Putin really sound like Boris Badenov?
Of course he does. So if Vladimir Putin were to man up in this situation anymore, he would stand on the steps of the Kremlin, face Washington, turn around, bend over, drop his pants, and pat himself on the ass and go, hey, kiss my butt. That's the only way Putin is going to man up anymore than what he already has.
Here's where Nancy Pelosi is misguided.
It's Dianne Feinstein.
This is Dianne Feinstein.
He's getting his liberal Democratic women mistaken.
Have you seen the two of them together?
No, stop it.
They break a mirror every time.
We don't have to wait for the Russians to. We have our own intelligence. We know what this is.
Yes.
There's consensus around this. So why would we waste time asking someone to do what they're never going to do? We'd like you to admit what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians have still not admitted that something happened at Chernobyl. I mean, if you look at that, you know, this toxic cloud drifted over other countries for several days before someone said, did something happen over there?
You don't understand. It was microwave in employee break room have malfunction. Popcorn burned. That is all. Don't shush.
I mean, it's silly for us to waste time playing this, what amounts to just diplomatic theater. We know what it is. Decide what, if anything, we're going to do about it.
It's posturing. And that's the thing that I'm saying is Putin is not posturing. He's acting, and not as in theatrical.
Wait a minute. He's taking action. Yeah, Putin did not think that these guys were going to use this to shoot down a commercial airliner.
And I'm sure
he's a bit miffed at them as well.
Have you heard anything from the guy that was in charge? He basically disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
You come to Moscow. We talk. We have vodka. We have good time. You tell family you love them.
Day's the number. I got to make changes. But again, I don't know. I don't know about the marriage game, you know. And it's not easy. It's not easy for women either, you know. Women out here, women are single. It's hard to be a single woman. You know why? No real men left. I don't know. I don't know what happened to men. I think the skinny jeans grabbed the package a little too tight. Not sure. Something has gone horribly wrong. First of all, little boys are not raised to be men anymore. Little boys, like Little League, they have a thing now in Little League called T-ball, where you set the ball on a tee, like a giant golf tee, and they hit it. And you know why? Because if the little boy strikes out, it would hurt his self-esteem. Yeah, when I was a kid, we had a guy called the Little League coach. He was an angry man who never made the major leagues. And they had a thing called pitching. And the coach would fire that in there. My Little League coach had an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. And he ain't take nothing off that either, boy. He wasn't worried about your self-esteem. He wasn't worried about your physical well-being. You get hit with a pitch, what would they say? Man up. Stop crying. Man up. I'm 8. I didn't realize I had to man up at this early age.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.